Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Yud Aleph. As we continue here, broadcasting from Camp Kaylee on Yud Amud Beis, we are continuing the first parak, more discussions of Bedikas Chametz. After this, the next couple of Mishnayos, we enter to another topic for the second half of the parak. But now we continue with Bedikas Chametz, and we are still discussing the issue of when. We discussed what, we've discussed why. We've discussed in the last Mishnah about Chashos. We had the whole daf about Achbarim. And now we are in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis. When does one do Bedikas Chametz? Besides the original Mishnah of Arla Arba Asar. Is that it? Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Botkin Or Yudalid, Ubi Yudalid Shachris, Ubi Sha'as Habiur. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one does Bedikas Chametz the night before the 14th of Nisan, on the 14th in the morning, and B'Sha'as Habiur. So what does that mean? So the Havamina is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one requires to do Bedikas Chametz three times. The night before, the morning, and later on in the morning when you burn the chametz. B'chachamim omrim, no. Lo badak ar yudalad, yivdok v'yudalad. It just means if you didn't do bedika the night before, so then you do it in the morning of the 14th. Lo badak v'yudalad, yivdok b'dok hamoed. And this is the second point of Bachlokas, as we continue, that if you did not check in the morning, you even check on Yantif. B'toch HaMoed. If you do Batika, you have to make sure you're worried. You might come to find Chabetz and you might come to eat it. So that's why you have to search for it even on Yantif and get rid of it. So you're Yivdok B'toch HaMoed. Lo Badak B'toch HaMoed. Yivdok L'achar HaMoed. And if you check during Yantif, so then you can even check after Yantif because you don't want to get mixed up with Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach, which is Aser B'Hana'a Midrabanan. That's what we hold. Machlokas Tanaim. But that's what we hold. So you don't want it to get, you want to get, make sure that your Chametz has gotten rid of even after Yantif. So, two shitas in the Mishnah. When, how often, and what is the latest time to do Bedikas Chametz? The last line of the Mishnah. Umashem Mishayer Yanichenu Betzina. And what you leave over after your Bedika, what you're going to eat for breakfast the next morning, what you're going to use to burn. So whatever you leave over, Yanichenu Betzina, leave it over Betzina in a private place. Kedosh Lo Yitzar Bedika Acharav. So you don't need another Bedika afterwards. This last line, if you remember, we had three shitas, what it means on Daf Tesama base. Abachlokas Abaya Rav and Rav Mari. What exactly did this line mean of Shalo Yehitzar Kvadika Acharav? What's the chshash? Is the chshash that you might, a cholda might take it and a cholda realizes, you know, that there's not so much bread in the house, so they're going to be matzni or not? That was Abaya. Rav says, no, you're worried that a cholda might take it befaneinu. Not that you're worried about a cholda, maybe he'll take it befaneinu. Rav Mari said, maybe you might put out 10. And only find 9 there, and that would be a problem. Either way, we discussed that last line of the Mishnah on the daf 2 days ago. But Rashi says, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Is it how I translated it? The Mishnah says, according to the Chachamim, that there are three times. There's Or Yudalid, that means the night before the 14th, fine. Or it means B'toch HaMoed and La'achar HaMoed. What does that mean? So the way I translated it is not the way Rashi says we should understand it. B'toch HaMoed means in the sixth hour, when it's time to burn it. B'toch HaMoed means during the time of burning it. That's what Moed means. La'achar HaMoed means after that, after the time of burning it, until Achatechshach, until Yatif. According to Rashi, the Chachamim are extending the time for Bedika, but not onto Yantif. They're going all the way until Yantif. So B'toch HaMoed means the time of burning, and La'achar HaMoed means later on. Tosfos does not like that, because Tosfos says, if that's what the Chachamim mean, then when Rabbi Yehuda says, B'sha'as HaBi'ur, that's the exact same time that's meant by the Chachamim's B'toch HaMoed. So why does the Mishnah use two different phrases? Says Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, Pirsha Kuntris, Bishah Shishis. That's what it means, B'toch HaMoed, V'kasha, to the Rabbi Yehuda, Kari Le'Sha'as HaBi'ur, V'lama, Shina L'Shono. Why does Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon say Sha'as HaBi'ur, and the Chachamim say it means B'toch HaMoed? Ella says Tosfos, no. B'toch HaMoed, Hainu B'tchilas Sheva, Ad Sof HaPesach. B'toch HaMoed means what we would have thought Moed means. It means after it becomes Aser, through Pesach. Ula achar amoed yivdok, and after amoed you still have to check. So you don't have a mixture of Aser and Mutter Chametz even after Pesach. So Tosfos says, I disagree with Rashi. Tosfos is more pshat oriented in the words of the Mishnah. Rashi lo rasu lafarshkin. Rashi did not like to say that. Rashi knows that that's the pshat of the fits in better into the words of the Mishnah, but Rashi is misvara convinced, right? So the great example of a Risho not learning a Mishnah Kipshuto because he's so convinced of the svara. Rashi says Tosis, Lishitaso, as we mentioned back on Dav Beis, the whole purpose of Bedika is so that you don't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei. So if that's true, then all the Bedikas have to be before the time. Or at least during the time that you get a violate by your Rabbi Yematzei. You can't say according to Rashi that La'achar HaMoed means after Pesach. Because there's no more by your Rabbi Yematzei there. There's an Isra Achila Midi Rabbanan of Chamech Shavar Lava Pesach. But Tosfos is mayor that Rashi, I understand why Rashi does it. But as I said, Lishitaso, then that's not the only reason for B'digas Chabetz. So Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is there any way to answer for Rashi? According to Rashi, why does the Mishnah use the same lasho, the same time expressed by two different phrases? B'toch ha-moed, according to the Chachamim, and B'sha'as ha-bir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ran comes to defend Rashi. The Ran, here on Dalet Amud Beis, quotes Rashi and says, V'ikel ha-meimar, de-mishum de-l-Rabbi Yehuda, eino bodek mikan ve'elach, mikri sha'as ha-bir. This is called Sha'as HaBi'ur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're not checking any time afterwards. This is it. This is the time that you're going to be destroying the Chametz. You're not going to find any more afterwards. You're not going to look for any more afterwards and destroy it. Aval Rabbanan, the Sfir Elishu, Bodeg La'achar Mikan, according to the Rabbanan, who say you're going to keep checking, Lo Mikri Lehu Sha'as HaBi'ur. This is not called Sha'as HaBi'ur, because maybe there's going to be more Bi'ur later. After all, you're looking for Chametz. So, maybe that's why, says the Ran, there's a different phrase used according to Rashi, because this is not Sha'as HaBi'ur according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you're going to keep checking, and maybe you're going to have a later Sha'as HaBi'ur also. So then he quotes, then he answers for the language problem in Rashi. But then he just bothered by Rashi, even though Tosfos already explained the Svara of Rashi, the Ran continues and says, V'ikala Meimar, Umishatech Shafenach Lama Lo Yivdok, but why doesn't Rashi agree to Tosfos? Even if you want to say, like Tosfos explains for Rashi, that the issue is Shalo Yavar L'Babal Rabbi Yematzei, you can at least check during Yantif. If you didn't do B'tika, at least check during Yantif. After Yantif, fine. But what about during Yantif? According to Rashi, why is there no chiv of checking during Yantif? Says the Ran, the Efshar, and we're going to get back to this in the Gemara, that even the Rabbanon agree, if you're checking to prevent by Rabbi Yematzei, but there's a risk factor. The risk factor is, if you are dealing with chametz, and you're going to find chametz, gezeirah sheva yochal. You're looking for it in order to destroy it, but if you find it, there's a chance, there's a chashash, there's a risk that you might come to eat it. Says the Ran, so how are you machalik? How do you balance that risk along with the checking? Says the Ran, well, it depends if there's a chi of kares. Once there's a chi of kares, then we're not going to look for it anymore. The Hainu Taima, Bishop Dafil Rabbanan Mote, to call Hecha Da'anish Kares, Afilu Machazar Alav Lasarfo, even if you're searching for it to destroy it, Chayshina, Deba'as Lamechamine, you might come to eat it. Velo Samchinan Ahi Taima, El Achatashach Delaka Kares. Up until Pesach, there's an Isser by Rabbi Yematze that kicks in from Chatzos, but, says the Ran, there's no Kares yet. If there's no Kares yet, that's why we allow you to check for it. Once there's Kares, right, we're not gonna take any chances. That is very chamor, and we're just gonna stay away from it as much as possible. Remember the tshuva of the Radvaz that we mentioned on Dav Beis in Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin, where the Radvaz says that chametz is so chaber because it has all three elements. It has Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei, it has kares, it has a chiyuv to search and destroy, right? It has more, aspects to it than almost every other Isser Hana'a, right? Only that and Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Ran says. On once Pesach comes, that's why Rashi says that we are not going to look for it because of the risk factor of the Chiyuv of Karis. Good. Just one other Ha'ara, and that is, actually, let's continue the Gemara first, and then we'll talk about it. Says the Gemara now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? At this point, we assume that Rabbi Yehuda requires three B'dikos. Right in the Mishnah, he says, with a vav, right, check on the night before, and the morning, and Sha'as HaBi'ur. So why would Rabbi Yehuda require Three bedikos. So the Gemara does not give the svara, the Gemara gives a pasuk. Rav Chisda, Rabba Barafuna, the Amri Travayhu, Kineged, Shalosh, Hashbasos, Sheva Torah. Connecting to the three times it talks about to destroy one's chametz or not to have one's chametz in one's house in the Torah. Lo yira'e lecha chametz, v'lo yira'e lecha sa'or. That's one pasuk. Bal yira'e. Shivas yamim sa'or lo yimatzei bevatechem. Another pasuk. Lo yimatzei. Remember we already quoted these psukim earlier when we spoke about chametz of hektish and chametz of a non-Jew. That's number two. And number three, Ach Bayom Arishon Tashpisu Sarmi Batechem. And then you have the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashpisu. So three psukim referencing and discussing that one is not allowed to have chametz in one's house. Either the Isser or the Mitzvah Saseh. Masa Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, ask Rav Yosef, can you really understand Rav Yehuda like this? That's three different bedikos. Rav Yehuda Omer, but the Brisa says that Rav Yehuda holds Kol Shelo Badak Bishlosha Prakam Alalu Shuvein Obodek. Sounds like, what does Rav Yehuda say? If you didn't check in these three times, then you don't do any more bedikos. Shuv Eino Bodek. What does that sound like? Alma mikan ve'ela hu depligi. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, they're not arguing on how many bedikos. They're just arguing on when this man bedika finishes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't do any more bedikos. What does that sound like? That the machlokas is that the rabbanan say you do more bedikos after the after this whatever time is being discussed, and the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't do any more bedikos. Mikad ve'eluchu depligi. Sounds like there's no machlokas about how many original bedikos are done. The only machlokas is when the latest bedika should be done. Rashi, second Rashi on the Gemara. Alam mikad ve'eluchu depligi v'lav v'midi achrina. Doesn't sound like there's another machlokas here. The Rabbi Yehuda lo masuk shalosh bedikos. He doesn't require three. Ella, what he says is, either here, or here, or here, and it continues later than the Shita of the Chachamim. Or Mar Zutra, Masi Hachar, Rav Zutra, even says it more explicitly back in the Gemara. Masi Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Shel Abadak, Be'echad Mishlosh Aprakam Halalu. Be'echad, you have that extra word, so it's explicit. If someone did not check in one of these three times, Shuv Einenu Bodek, he does not check anymore. Alma b'shuv eino bodeku depligi. So you see, the machlokas is when's the latest time to do bedika, not how many bedikas to do originally. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela Rabbi Yehuda nami im lo badak ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah also should be understood as it's only an if you didn't do bedika. That's how you understand the v'hachavach b'miflagi kamiflagi. The machlokas is only how late you go. Mar Savar, Mekame Isura in, Basar Isura lo. Only before the Isser kicks in, but after this Bad Isser, then Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't do B'dika anymore. Gzeira Shem Demas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even before the Isser Kares kicks in, I do not want to violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh, and therefore I don't do any checkings after this Bad Habi'ur. For Rabban and Savri, Lokas Rinan, and the Rabban or not goes there, they're not worried. As the Gemara is going to say the Svar Bez Hashem later on, in a couple of lines, if the whole, your whole tachlis right now, and what you're doing is to search and destroy, we're not worried that you're going to come to eat it. The Gemara brought a pasuk for to explain the Havamina. In the Yerushalmi, there is a Deya, that even Lamaskana, you do three bedikos. The question is, there a Svar for that? Why would you have to do three bedikos? The Havamina of the Bavli, the Maskana of Yerushalmi, finally there's a pasuk quoted. But why would you require three bedikos? So, obviously, that fact that you might require three means that it sounds like it's not purely to look for the chametz. Bedika is not just about looking, it's about establishing some type of chazaka. Because that's what three always is. Three is always a chazaka, like we had earlier once. Remember, Machlokas Rabbi Yoshua Gamliel, how many times is a chazaka? Is it two times? Is it three times? As we discussed a little bit on the in the previous sugyas. But what chazaka are you trying to create? So one might say that it's the chazaka of Bayis Baduk. In order to create a chazaka of a, not just that there's no chametz here, but the chazaka of a Bayis Baduk, as we discussed on the last daf. What undermines that chazaka in terms of the achbarim and the chashos? But maybe to create a bayis baduk, you require three bedikos. Or you might say it a little differently. This is how the Pnei Yeshua seems to say it. You need three times in order to establish that an achbar is not going to be gorer any piece of chametz. If you check once, and then you check again, and there is nothing in between, so there, and there was nothing found in between, that establishes that an achbar is not going to carry something in. And then you do it a second time, you've established, after the third time, an afkamina between these two approaches might mean you might have to like check after you've checked to make sure that an achbar didn't bring anything, so maybe it has to do with that chazaka. The chazaka that an achbar didn't take anything. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara's maskana is, you have to do b'dikas chametz once, but you have to make sure to do it. If you didn't do it at the original times that Chazal instituted for you to do it, somehow you couldn't come home and it was the night before, you don't do it then. Says that you have to do it, you didn't do it then, you have to do it again. Says the Gemara, Mi Gazer Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma to the Mechamina. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue in our Mishnah, how late to do B'dikas Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do it. You're not allowed to do it already after the Zman HaBiur, because we're worried, if you look for it, you might come to eat it. Are we very worried about that? But we learned it in Mishnah, Maseches Menachos, where all the process of the Karbana Omer is described. If you remember, the Mishnah is there, Menachos, described the great fanfare in which we cut the harvest and bring the Karbana Omer. Such great fanfare. Why? Because the Mishnah describes that Lahotzi Miliba Shel Tztukim. Whenever we want to publicize that the Tztukim are incorrect, that they darshan only, they don't darshan, they just learn the Torah Shabbat, Mimachras HaShabbos means on Sunday, so we want to show that they are wrong, so we always do things with great fanfare in order to show Klal Yisrael that they are wrong. Right? We have this by Paraduma also, this is the Halacha by Paraduma, that they say that a Tfil Yom cannot do the Avoda, and we Dafka do the Avoda with Tfil Yom. So either way, in that discussion, the Mishnah describes, Mishakara Va'omer, once the Omer was brought, and we know that before the Omer is brought, there's an Isser of Chadash, where it's not allowed to partake of the new grains in the Eretz Yisrael that have grown, maybe even not in Eretz Yisrael, maybe even in Chutz La'aretz, but all the grain that has taken root since last year Pesach is off limits, is usher to eat until after the Karbon Omer is brought. What about Bizman Hazeh? So Bizman Hazeh has to be after the day of the Karbon Omer, the second day of Pesach. So, but once the Omer was brought, the Mishnah describes that the Shukim, the marketplaces, were already full of grain. They found the marketplaces, they were all full of dried out grain, parched grain, meaning they were all cut and harvested, obviously, before the Omer. Maybe they weren't eaten yet, but they were all harvested before. Rabbi Meir says that the Chachamim were very upset about this, because they were nervous that if people were oskim in the Karbana Omer, in the Omer, not in the Omer, in the new grain before the Omer was brought, so they might come to eat it. But you're osik in it. So that Rebbe Meir says, Shalom Bertzol Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bertzol Chachamim, you osik. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, the Chachamim weren't upset about it. After all, after the Omer is brought, you have to be quick, and yet people really want these new grains. They've been waiting a long time for the Chadash, and now it's all Yashan, all of a sudden. So it's okay. I'm not worried, says Rabbi Yehuda, that they're going to eat it. So Stira, Veloka Gaza, Rabbi Yehuda, Damasi Lamechaminai. Why in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda worried that by Chametz you might come to eat it, and by Chadash he's not worried you might come to eat it? Says the Gemara Stira, so Amar Rava or Amar Rabba, whatever the Gersa is, shiny chadash, mitoch shelo, hitartelo, ela aide kituf, hu zachar. Chadash, the Rabbanan only allowed you to cut it in an unusual way. You're allowed to pluck it with your hands. You're not allowed to cut it with normal kalim. So because you're doing it in an unusual way, so that's why Chazal are not worried, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried that you might come to eat it. Mashenkin in the Mishnah, it's just that, you know, you're just checking for it, you're not doing anything unusual, so that's why you might come to eat it. So even before that, we have a big discussion we've had in the past, and that is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, as we know, the Isra of Chadash is Chayv HaKayim. And the Isra of Chadash, the Pashas of Rov Rishonim, is that Chadash applies even in Chutz La'aretz, and Chadash applies even to the produce of a non-Jew, Pashtus. And that's why there's a big mystery the Ramah describes in Yaredeya, And the Poskim also discuss it, the Mishneh Berurah has big discussions of it in Hilchas Pesach, at the end of Hilchas Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch also quotes the Isser of Chadash. It's both in Yoredei and Arachayim. How is it that Bizman Hazem, many are not Makbid? Baruch Hashem, more and more places in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to get Chadash. But in Chutz La'aretz, there are many places that are not Makbid on Chadash, even though more and more now are based, more pizza stores you walk into, we use Yashan. But the question the Rama already writes, 500 years ago, how is it that many are not Makbid on Chadash? How is it? It's an Issa right? How is it that many are not Makbid on it? So the Rama has a famous Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika, double suffix. Maybe this is last year's produce. Maybe this is last year's grains. If you have a suffix, if you're not sure what it is, if you just buy it in the store, and even if it's this year's, maybe it took root before the previous Pesach. Maybe that's the Ramah. Maybe it's last year's. Even if it's this year's, so maybe it took root beforehand, right? So the poskim say it's a very difficult svek sveika. It's basically the same suffix. Did it take root before the last Pesach or not before the last Pesach? What kind of svek sveika is that? It's very difficult to understand exactly the Ramah's double suffix. So there are other suggestions made. The Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan and others throughout the ages. The Bach says maybe if it's the produce of a non-Jew, and others say maybe it's chutz la'aretz. There are some rishonim that don't hold to that. It's all different defenses. There's a story they tell over of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was going to get up and tell all of his chassidim to be makbid on Yashan. And the night before he was going to do that, he had a dream, and the Bach came to him in a dream and said, you don't tell that to your chassidim. I was matzdik. I defended the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and you're going to be motzi laz al arishonim if you say that this is what you have to do. So they said the Baal Shem Tov didn't, it's covered for the Bach. He didn't say anything the next day. Either way, this is some of the halachic evidence and some of the discussions of Chadash and Yashan. Good. Says the Gemara now, so the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Yehuda, why is he worried by chametz and not by chadash? So the Gemara answers, because that chadash is a way to remember that you're only allowed to cut it and harvest it in an unusual way. With your hands, kituf. Amalei abaya, tenach b'shas ketifa. That's fine at the time that you're harvesting it, so you're doing it in an unusual way, and I understand that that's a reminder. Techina v'harkadam ha'ikel ha'meimar. So what about in the later part of the process, when you grind it, when you sift it, right, two of the lametes malachas. Techina v'harkadam ha'ikel ha'meimar. So the Gemara says again, halokasha, no, there's also a shinui requirement there. Techina b'rechaya d'yad, grinding it, chazal only allowed you. Again, when you are being osik in chadash, before the chadash is brought, so the chazal only allowed you to be osik in an unusual manner. Tchina has to be ground only with a hand mill, not with a big other kind of mill. Harkadah gabinafa, you have to turn over the sifter or the sieve and sift it in an unusual way. So again, all these cases are done b'shinoi, and therefore it is not a problem. Said the Gemara, 1 minute. I still have a problem. Elohaditznan, Kotzrin Beis Hashlachin, Visheba Amakim. The Mishnah there says, where is Chadash brought from? So you're allowed to harvest before Chadash is brought. From Beis Hashlachin, from irrigated fields, Visheba Amakim, and fields and valleys. Why are you allowed to do that before Chadash? Rashi explains, because those are inferior types of fields. And the Omer is only brought min amuvchar, from a very special, unique field. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Bimachum sh'ata mevi Omer i'ata kotzer kodem lo. You only have the isser of harvesting beforehand in a field from which the Omer will not come. But in a place where the Omer is not going to come, probably you're allowed to harvest beforehand. Not allowed to eat from it beforehand, but you're allowed to harvest it beforehand. So it says, you're allowed to be kotzer normally. You just can't put it into the normal piles afterwards. Why? Because that is not needed for you to do. The earlier case of kosher, why does Chazal allow you to be kosher from the places where Omer is not going to come from, and even the other places with the shinui? Why? Because it's a pseida. Everything's ripe already. Everything's ready to go, and you're going to leave it on growing. And if you wait till later, you're going to lose a lot of the produce. Tosa says, "De begedisha leka pseida." Im yam tenacher haomer, to making it into nice neat piles, you don't need to do that before the Omer is brought. The Dafka Misha Pseidi Tiru Ksira, Misha Mamarun Likatsir, Mishar Perus, Vilokatsu Lupasti. They only allow you to do it if there's a Hefsid there. So says the Gemara. So you see, the Mishnah says you're allowed to be kosher that normally. And the Mishnah there, the Gemara says there is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Michael Meimar. So again, there you're allowed to cut it normally, and you see Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about you might come to eat it. Says the Gemara. Elamer Abaya Chadash Badil Mine Chameis Lo Badil Mine Chadash. The new grains you haven't eaten for months and months, and therefore you're Badil. We're not worried about it. Right, because you're already in the mode of not eating it. Chametz, you ate this chametz yesterday. You ate the chametz for the whole year. Just a day or two ago, you stopped. So, says Abaya, that's why I review this. Worried, lo badal minei, like Tosva says also at the beginning of the sechta, that factor, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is worried by chametz, but he's not worried over here. Period. Very important Tosfos on top that we can have a discussion about. Tosfos says, first he quotes Rashi, why is it that, the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos, quoted here, you're allowed to harvest from these inferior type of fields before the Omer, Pirish Rashi, Mimakom, Shi'iyat, Mevi, Atakotzer, Ubeis Ashlochin, Vikohanu, Afalgav. Tosfos says, but wait a minute. These are inferior fields, and therefore you don't bring the Omer from them. What if you did bring the Omer from them? Tosfos says, v'di'eved, it's okay. V'kol anu, af al gav detanya b'per kol ha-karbonos. Im hevi kasher, even though if you did bring from these fields, it's kasher v'di'eved, kivan de'lachad chila lo yavi, chashvina le mimakam she'iyata mevi. Since l'chad chila, you're not supposed to bring from those fields, so it's considered Mimakom she'i'ata mevi. Wow. That's a chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos says, again, but it's based on the Gemara there. Tosfos says, really, b'di'eved, you can bring from any of these fields, as long as it's edible, let's say. It's basically, but it's just inferior. But Tosfos says, it's enough, because the chadchila we don't bring from these fields, that's enough to be considered i'ata mevi. If you look in the Maram Chalava, right here on the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, he changes the girsa of this Mishnah. Instead of saying Beis Hashlachim Vishe Ba'amakim, he quotes Beis Hashlachim Bi'amakim. An irrigated field in a valley, says the Maram Chalava, because Tarti Lureyasa, because you have both of those elements, it's Ma'akev and it's not good even Bidi Eved. And that's why it's called an I'ata Mevi. Meaning, Rabbi Aaron Chalav is not comfortable with Tosfos' suggestion that as long as lechadchila is no good, so that's called i'ata mevi, and therefore we're not war, and you're allowed to harvest. No, says the Maram Chalava, the only time it's going to be called i'ata mevi is if had you brought it, it would be puzzle. What's the nekudas machlokas here? So I saw one of the acronyms suggest that the halacha of bringing men a mufchar by chadash, is that a mitzvah hagavra or is that a din in the chefsa? If it's a mitzvah hagavra, that's what Tosfos says, a din l'chadchila. It's a din l'chadchila, it doesn't matter if it's inferior. So you, the person, Klal Yisrael, have to bring the Omer from someplace special. And if they don't, they were not mekayim, the mitzvah of min hamufcha, but it's a din l'gavra. But the Maram Chalava says, no, the din of the Chefsa. Chazal said they torpedoed certain fields, and they said that you cannot bring from here. They can't bring from here. So, interesting machlokes, whether you could call an i'ata mevi type of field if that's only a din l'chadchila. One issue in Tosfos. Then you have the second half of Tosfos, which is also important. Tosfos says, ve'ein l'tamua, and do not wonder, mi ikamidi, demida oraisa l'chadchila aser, u'bidi'eved shari, do you ever have a l'chadchila b'di'eved by mitzvos? L'chadchila, it's aser, b'di'eved, it's okay. Do you ever have that? So Tosfos says, De'ika mili tuva. There are plenty of examples. De'be'inan why, she'ishana kasval of la'akiv. Because you met many times you need a pasuk to say something twice in order for it to be ma'akiv. Shaka la'akiv. Kagon kachim. Just like in Kachim, you need shana, the principle is shana hakas of la'akiv, to make a din be ma'akiv in areas of Kachim. It has to say it twice in the Torah. Only saying it once is a din l'chadchila only by Kachin. Stotzva says, you have many examples of this. Ika mili tuva, just like Kachin. Rav Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, in Simin Hei, he discusses this concept of Shana Akas of La'akev, And he says, are there places where there are differences between Lechachila B'dieved when it comes to mitzvos? So there's a Tosfos at the beginning of Seches Gittin, where Tosfos says on Daf Gimel, that by Dinim D'Oraisa, you never have a chilek between Lechachila and B'dieved. That's the line in Tosfos, in the beginning of Seches Gittin. And all the Achronim wonder that, when there are plenty of examples, difference between Darabanan and D'Oraisas. Tosfos wants to say, oh, only on a Darabanan level, there's a difference between Lechachila B'dieved. No! But all the Achronim, right here, the Lechon Tov says, I'll bring you 12 examples where there are differences in halacha on a daraisa level between a lechachila and b'dieved way of doing the mitzvah. And his second one there, he quotes our Tosfos here in Maseches Pesachim. What does Tosfos say? There are many examples of lechachila and b'dieved. So he said this Tosfos is against that Tosfos in Maseches Gittin, and Pasha's this Tosfos is correct, because there are many examples. What Rabbi Yosef Eigel just doesn't understand in Tosfos is that, what does Tosfos say? There are many examples. For example, in Kachim, you need Shana Kasav Akev. What do you mean, for example, in Kachim? This is Kachim. We're talking about Karban Omer. What does Tosfos mean? For example, here. So that's a little talk in at the end of Tosfos, but either way, you see Lechachila and B'dieved. There are many examples, though, of Lechachilas and B'dieved when it comes to mitzvahs on a Daraisa level. The mitzvah of Chalitza. Mitzvah of Chalitza. Lechachila, it should be done with many different elements to it, with Kriyas HaParsha, and with taking off the shoe, and the spitting, and many examples. But the Mishnah Yevamos describes not every one of those factors is Ma'akev. Chalitza is Ma'akev, but Kriyas HaPsukim might not be Ma'akev, based Chalutz HaNa'al. The Rekika might not be Ma'akev. Exactly which element is Ma'akev. So there are many lechachilas and b'dieves when it comes to mitzvahs. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Tosfos in Maseches Nida and Daf Samach Vav Mabeis says there's no such thing as a lechachila and b'dieved when it comes to a matir. So that's something different. Tosfos there, so Vav Mabeis quotes V'yesh Lomar, De'ein svara gabe tevila shelo ekpida Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam v'yein lomar de lachadchilo li boy tekimet de b'dieved Torah lachadchilo nami lo boy v'talo tevila avol bila u'mikra bikurim v'chalitza mitzvos ninu hilkoch lachadchilo le'evid. Tosfos says, there you saw the stick of Tosfos, Samach Vav Mabeis and Maseches Nida, the machal between mitzvos and matirim. When it comes to a matir, doesn't make sense. Lechachila b'dieved. If this is what allows you to do it, so then that's it. That's all you need. Mitzvos could be done in a lechachila way and done in a b'dieved way. So therefore, says Tosfos, that's why you can have a lechachila b'dieved by mitzvos and not by matirim. So that fits into this Tosfos right here, but it's against that Tosfos in Gittin. But Pashtus is that there are lechachila b'dieved by mitzvos like our Tosfos right here. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now. So we just answered the Stirin Rabbi Yehuda. How, why Rabbi Yehuda says he's worried, Shema Yochal by Chametz, but he's not because Lo Badil, and he is not worried by Chadash because people are used to not eating it. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Rabbanan Lo Kasha. Well, you only have a Stirin Rabbi Yehuda. What about within the Rabbanan? Rabbanan also, the opposite Shitas. In our Mishnah, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda are not worried. You could even check for Chametz on Pesach. And here, in the Mishnah, by Menachos, they don't allow you. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokasha, Kiddushaninan. They asked Sira for Rabbi Yehuda, we answered already. Rabbanan, Nami Lokasha, what about the Rabbanan? Why by Chadash are they worried, while by Chametz they are not worried? So the Gemara answers, fundamentally they are worried. That's why by Chadash they're worried. By Chametz they're not worried. You know why? Hu atzmo mechazer alav l'sarfo. Meichal ka'achol minei. He's looking for the Chametz in order to destroy it. So we don't have to be worried there that you might come to eat it. Because the reason he's not just being osik in it, like by Chadash. He's looking for it to destroy it. So therefore we're not worried he's going to eat it. We're not worried he's going to eat it there. Good. That is the Shita of the Rabbanan. There's an important line about that Shita, but let's continue for a little bit first. Ravashi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokash, Rabbi Yehuda, Ravashi has another way to get out of Rabbi Yehuda's stira, not just Badil or Lo Badil. What does he say? Kemach v'kalitznan. What does he allow you? What was found in the marketplaces? It says it was found Kemach v'kali. What does that mean? That means roasted and raw. Those are inedible parts of the grain, and that's why we're not worried that Shem Yochal, because they're the inedible parts. Says the Gemara, Hadar Avashi Badusihi, but this answer is not accepted. It's not a good answer. Why? Badusihi means, what does Badusa actually mean? You see the long Misaras Hashas here. He quotes all different days. What does Medusa mean? Maybe it means some type of mistake, or it's foolish. Some type of Medusa. It's not true. Why? Because Hatenech Mikalei Ve'elech. Fine, this is after you roast it, so it's not edible anymore. But what about up until that time? Mi'ikara Adkali Ma'igel Meimar. What about the before you made this, before you roasted it? V'chitemai dekitav kidarava. But if you want to say, because they do it in an unusual, they harvest it in an unusual way, like by kitav, using one's hands, ela kotzer beza shlachav sheba amakim. Bukim nek rebi yudam eikel ameimar. What about the question we had before? That by the irrigated fields, or by the fields in the valleys, there's no shinui. So el Ravashi Badusi, Ravashi is the answer does not hold up, and you have to go back to the previous answer that the difference is whether Mivdal Badilimine or not. Period. What did the Gemara say explaining the Shita of the Rabbanan though? The Rabbanan said, well, if you're searching for the chametz to burn it, so obviously you're not going to come to eat it. The Tzlach right here says that line of the Gemara sounds like against the Magen Avraham. Which Magen Avraham? Shulchan Aruch says, as we know, Machlokas Tanam, we've already referred to, the Machlokas is found in the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak, on Daf Chaf Aleph, whether one has to burn the chametz, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, or one has to get rid of it in any way possible. So that is the Machlokas Tanoim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in the beginning of Siman Tuf Mem Hei, Ketzad Bir Chametz, we pass like the Rabbanan, Sarfo, burn it, O, Thora Vazar La Ruach, or crush it and scatter it to the wind, O Zar Kolayam, or throw it into the sea. That's what we Paskin, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Minog, the Rama says, the Minog is to burn it, right? The Minog is to burn it, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but Me Ikra did we Paskin like the Rabbanan. So in a case where you can't burn it, so for example, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then you're allowed to flush it, or you're allowed to just get rid of it in any other way. Because Me Ikra did we Paskin like the Rabbanan. If you look at the Magen Avraham here, the Magen Avraham is a big Chiddush. Magen Avraham says, I disagree with the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. I think that according to the Chachamim, you shouldn't burn it. I think the Shitas are mutually exclusive. Rabbi Yehuda says to burn it, and the Chachamim say to destroy it in other ways. Says the Magen Avraham right here. He quotes the language of our Gemara, which says the Chachamim, af mefarer, vadai sreifa adif. El da af mefarer dayo. Right, quoting the Bach, that if you have the lashon of af mefarer, that means also aval, but the Magen Avraham says, if you look in the Gersa of the Rif and the Rush and others, then it says, it doesn't have the word af, it just says mefarer. Mashma dafka mefarer. V'chal mashma betur. Anything, I think that's what the Tur says. Why? Because there are different halachos in various areas of halacha in terms of how to destroy items. There are what we call the last mission in Maseches, Maseches Me'ila, Maseches Temura, I forgot which one, the end of Temura I think it is, that it says some items have to be buried, some Isuri Hana have to be burned, some have to be buried, and never the twain shall meet, the Mishnah says at the end of Temura. There are Nikbarim, there are Nisrafin, there are different halachas. The Magen Avraham says that Chametz is not one of the Nisrafin. And therefore, I think it shouldn't be Nisraf according to the Chachamim. So that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Okay, arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. The Tzlach on our Gemara says, this Gemara, I think, proves against the Magen Avraham. Because this Gemara is within the Shita of the Rabbanon, against Rabbi Yehuda. And what's the language used? You're being Mechazer Alav L'Sarfo. You're going to come eat it? We're in the Rabbanon Shita here. We're not in the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And that's the Lashon Yuv, Mechazer Alav L'Sarfo. So the Tzlach says, I think that line is b'derech agav. It's not even the Gemara is trying to get into the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim here, but it's using that lashon. I think that lashon is against the Magen Avraham. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, back to the original question, the original answer. V'chal hecha de lo badal minei migazer Rabbi Yehuda. So in the cases that lo badal minei, in cases where we're not used to being separated from it, then Rabbi Yehuda is gozer, and that's why by Chametz, he says you're not allowed to search for it on Pesach, after the Zman HaIsser, but 1 minute, we also learned in the Mishnah, Mesecha Shabbos, the second parak, Lo Yikav Adam Shor Shal Beisah. Right, we know this from Bava Malikin. A person should not make a hole in an egg, v'yimal'en ha-shemen, and fill the eggshell with oil, v'yitzen ha-besad ha-ner. A person wants to set up a certain type of lantern, certain type of light on Shabbos, going to fill an eggshell. The eggshell has a hole in the bottom, and the oil is going to drip into the candle underneath. The candle on the bottom, the old-fashioned candles did not have enough area to put all the oil in that candle itself. So you want to have another source that's going to add, so that on Shabbos you could have a candle, have a lit candle in there for a long time. So says the Mishnah, you know how to do this: to set up the egg, fill it up with oil, and put it beside an air, so that it drips in. Even if it's of cheres and it is ma'us, we're not worried that you're going to use it for anything, take it to use it for anything else, you're still not allowed to do that. Why? What's the iser? So Rashi says, as Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos, also gzeiras kibui. We're worried that if it's not in the candle itself, it's just above the candle, you might come to forget and take some of that oil for other purposes on Shabbos. And that is gram kibui. That is, you're causing the fire now to have less fuel. The candle is going to go out earlier. So, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to set that up. Rabbi Yehuda, and if you look in the Rambam says it's a muksa issue. A little more difficult to fit in to the context where Rambam says it's a muksa issue. It's muksa machmas issue. You've already set this aside. Either way, the Tanna Kamma says you're not allowed to do this. And Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda allows it. He says, no, don't worry about it. We're not worried. You're going to come take some of the oil. But 1 second. This is a case of lo badal minei, right? You use oil the whole week, and lo badal minei, and you see Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about it. So you see, so why is he worried about chametz? Our answer is people take Shabbos very seriously. Once Shabbos starts, mivdol badamine. People are very nervous about Shabbos. Even a fascinating Mishnah, Maseches Demai. Some of the Mishnahs discuss about the ne'emonis of an Am Haaretz. So the Mishnah says that on Shabbos you're allowed to believe the Am Haaretz in certain cases. Why? Because people are scared to lie on Shabbos, based on the way the Yerushalmi understands the Mishnah, but it says you ought to trust him on Shabbos. So one of the reasons is, it's not just because of Kavod Shabbos we're Mekel, but because we assume that people are scared of Shabbos, and therefore they want to make sure that they tell the truth on Shabbos, you can trust them on Shabbos. The Ron here says, what if people aren't scared of Chadash? People are also scared of Chadash. People are also scared of Pechametz. No, people are scared of Shabbos in a different way. It's qualitatively different. People are scared of Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is different. We're not worried on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, v'rami de Shabbos a Shabbos. Okay, let me ask you a sira within Shabbos itself. Why? De Tanya, the Brisa says, in Masechta Shabbos, chevel, delisha nifsak, and remember in the Perek in Eluk Sharim, if you have a pail, and you want to lower the pail into the well, so you're allowed to take a rope and tie it on. But what type of rope are you allowed to use? Lo ye kosher ola onvo. So the Tanna Kamma says you're not allowed to tie any rope on in order to lower your pail in. You're just allowed to make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda omer korechala punta opsikya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't even use that. You can't use any type of rope. You have to take a belt or a type of beged, obavachali, and then tie that on. Obavachali yan venu. You can't make any type of bows. Nothing. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to even make a bow. Isn't that because if you make a bow, then you might come to tie it? So kasha de Yehuda, de Yehuda, kasha de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda, within Shabbos, see within Shabbos, right? With the issue of kshira versus the issue of setting up the candle. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to make a bow, but he allows you to put the eggshell there. The Chachamim do not allow you to put the eggshell there, but they allow you to make a bow. So the Gemara says, de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan, lo kasha. Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, kasha de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan. De Rabbanan, de Rabbanan, lo kasha, shemen, b'shemen, michlif, aniva, b'kshira, lo michlif. The Rabbanan don't have a seer. Why? Because oil, you're nervous. You always use oil, and you're going to come to use oil. It's the same item. So tying and bowing, so that's lo michlif. We're not going to get confused. The Rabbanan are not worried that if you make a bow, you're going to come to make a tie. That's a different action. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. What's the answer for Rabbi Yehuda? Time of Rabbi Yehuda, really Rabbi Yehuda is by Shabbos, he is not worried. Like the Mishnah says over there by the egg case. But why over here is he worried? Time of Rabbi Yehuda, la mishum de gazar aniva atuk shira. There's no gzeira here. He's not worried about anything. Ela mishum de kasavar aniva gufa kshira. The issue is that he thinks a bow does have the status of a kesher on Shabbos. Remember, we had this back at the end of Maseches Erevin. The last couple of Mishnayos discussed, one of the Mishnayos was about if the string rips of the musical instrument, can you do an aniva or a kshira? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that aniva is a kshira. And therefore, one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So it's not an issue of gzeiros, it's an issue of an isadaraisa. Period. Says the Gemara, okay, next stira. V'rami d'rabanan ad rabanan. Titznan, within the same context. Unless you a stira with the rabanan. The Mishnah there also says in Shabbos, kosher, to leave a psikya, you're allowed to tie a pail with a psikya, with a girt, with a certain type of baget of an isha, and avalo b'chevel. You can't use any type of rope. No type of rope. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, he said, no, you're allowed to. So, what type of rope are they arguing about? Chevel demai, ilema chevel to alma. Are we talking about a regular type of rope? Rabbi Yehuda Matir, keshok ayamahu. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to tie a rope on a pail on Shabbos. Keshashok ayamahu. Devadi asalif tule. If it's a regular rope and you're going to leave it there, so that's an isidaraisa. It's a kesher. It's going to last for 24 hours. So you can't be that Mishnah is allowing a regular rope, elapshita tagardi, but it must be talking about a rope that's not going to stay there. It's a weaver's rope, which you're obviously only using on a temporary basis, and after Shabbos you're going to undo. That's what Rabbi Yehuda allows. And the Rabbanan do not allow it. The Gazru Rabbanan Chevel Degardi or the Chevel Dalma. The Rabbanan do not allow you to use it. So why do the Rabbanan not allow you to use a rope of a weaver while earlier they did allow you to be onave, right? The Tanakama there earlier, lo yikosha lo onvo, you can't make a bow. So they're not worried that you from bow to tie, but they are worried about different ropes. Gemara answers, yeah, in chevel b'chevel michlef, different type of ropes, you might get confused. You're allowed to use this rope, so you might have to use the other rope. Aniva b'kshira lo michlefa, but they're not worried about aniva b'kshira. Period. If you look in Rashi here, we're not going to read it, but look in Rashi, the third to last Rashi on the Amud, Rashi summarizes now all of the shitas. The Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, aniva, kshira, bada, lo bada, mine, putting together all of the answers that we have already had. Period. Continuing though, says the Gemara Viter, the Kol Hecha de Bado Mine Lo Gazer Yehuda. We're still trying. We don't like this original answer that has stuck that we've defended, but we still have another problem with it. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm worried when Lo Bado Mine, like by Chametz, but I am not worried by Bado Mine, like by Shabbos, like by Chadash. So, is that really true? Vatanya, another tribe, another Braisa, Bechar Shach Sudam. If you have a Bechar Behema, that is automatically a carbon given to the Kohen, sha'ach zudam, that it's sick. It's sick, it's having a fever, it's shaking, it's going to die. Afiluhu meis, even if it's about to die, if you don't do anything, in mekizin lo dam, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to do akazas dam. If you think that, like they fought in the days of old, that certain types of bloodletting will release certain pressures in the body, and that would help heal certain illnesses, even if you think that that's what this animal needs, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda's worried. If you do that, if you even bloodlet a tiny drop, then it's probably going to lead you to make a mum in this animal, and there is an iser de oraisa of matil mum bekachim, and kohanim are surely chashudim on doing this. We mentioned in the past because they want the bechar as their own property without having to give it as a carbon. So we know if a bechar gets a mum kavua, then it's mamona shel kohen, it loses its kedusha. So they're worried. So the Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't do a kazas atam to this animal, even if it's going to die otherwise. The Chachamim Amrim Yakiz, no, you're allowed to, b'vashadli yatab mum, as long as you're careful not to make a mum. Take a little needle and go under without making a chavala, not making a wound. So the Chachamim say, you're not worried. So there you see, it's a carbon. A carbon pashas, people are badal minei. People aren't involved in, people are scared of kachim, like they're scared of Shabbos, and yet Rabbi Yehuda is worried. So the Gemara says, no, there again is a different issue. Hasa mitoksha adam bahul al mamono. Because the person is bald, his animal's about to die. I gotta take care of it. Because he's worried. Amrinan, isharis le b'makam she'en osin b'mom. If we allow a little bit, asi lamebad b'makam she'osin b'mom. So he might come to do even more. If we allow it, he's gonna do even more. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say just the opposite. Kol shekein, dilo sharis like klal asi lamevid. The Rabbanan say, if you don't allow him to do anything, he's gonna go, for sure not gonna be able to control himself. You gotta give him a little heter. If you don't give him a little heter, so then he's just gonna do the iser beferish. Right? This is a principle that comes up in Psach sometimes. We mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, when we discussed the principle of avsha milsa, the iser derabbanan on Shabbos of using loud machines in one's house. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he discusses sprinkler system on Shabbos. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, he has a tshuva where he says it's mutter. right? Setting up a sprinkler system on a Shabbos clock on Shabbos, because that's not included in the Gzeir of Avshe Milsa. It's Nishma'in, it's near in below Nishma'in. This Rav Avshe Milsa is by loud machines, and a sprinkler might not fit that. And then the Sitz Eliezer says at the end of the Tshuva, and I hold of this heter, and you should publicize the heter, and let everybody know about this heter. Because I know there are many people out there, says the Sitz Eliezer, that if they don't hear of this heter, that you're allowed to use a Shabbos clock to water your fields on Shabbos, there are a lot of chilonim out there that will water on Shabbos. They're going to water it some way. If you say Shabbos clock, okay, maybe they'll do the Shabbos, they'll set it up on a system. But if you don't give it to them, then they're just going to do it straight. Exactly like Argomar says here, according to the Rabbanan. Kol Shekein, if you don't give it, if something is mutter, you got to say it's mutter. And if it's not mutter, okay. But if something is mutter and you don't say it's mutter, then people are just going to violate it beferish. I want us to, posek, very important message for any posek out there, any rabbi who's asked questions, want us to make sure that if something is mutter, you know, we don't just machmir stam. Right? The Gemara says, koach teira adif, and we should be machmir in cases where chumras are appropriate. But if a chumra is not appropriate, we have to make sure that we're not machmir just on somebody else's toes. Good. The Minchas Chinuch discusses at length. Again, we're not going into it in depth. The discussion of the Isser of being Matam Mum Bakashim. Does that Isser apply even by a mum over? What happens? Fascinating discussion. Tosas has in Maseches Bechoros. But the Minchas Chinuch discusses it. What if you're a Matam Mum, but it could be healed with medicine? Is that an Isser of Matam Mum Bakashim? Interesting discussion. Or the Minchas Chinuch, they discuss, what about Bizman Hazeh? That's a big discussion also in the Rishonim. Does the Isser apply Bizman Hazeh? We can have a Bechor Bizman Hazeh, right? We try not to. We try to give the Bailos to a Goy a little bit before the animal is born. But if a Bechor is born Bizman Hazeh, so it has Kedusha. Mm-hmm. So does the Isser of Matamun Bekachim apply? So the Chinuch has the Pshara of, it's Asidar Raisa, but there's no Malkus. So, big discussion Minchas Chinuch has. What does that mean? Why is it either as Asidar Raisa or is not Asidar Raisa? Okay, either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Umi Amidam Rabbi Yehuda, Dabal Amam, oh no, does Rabbi Yehuda hold of that principle that a person is bahul on his money, he might lose himself, and therefore we have to allow, if we can't allow him to do anything because he's bahul, V'yatznan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but the Mishnah says in Idias, and it's quoted in Beitza also, Ein Mikardina Behema B'yantiv, Ibn Eshu Osa Chabura. You're not allowed to use a very strong type of comb to comb out the animal from the flies and other things in the animal's fur on Yantif, because you might come to Oseh Chabura to make a wound in the animal. Avo Makar Tzefin. You're allowed to do Makar Tzefin, which is a type of comb which has very wide bristles, and it doesn't really make a Chabura, because it's just a softer comb. The Chacham say no. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use one type but not the other type. The Chacham say you can't use either because we're worried. If you use one, you might come to use the other. The Tanya ezeo kidur vezeo kirtzuf kidur ktanim v'osin chabura kirtzuf gadol v'osin chabura. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do halfway. You're allowed to do one type of comb and not the other type of comb. You see, you're not going to be bahul. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a big difference. Hasam the ishavik le mayis, in the first case by the Bechor, your animal's about to die. Amrinam adabala mamono. There we say a person is bahul. Hacha ishavik le, here if you don't allow him to comb his animal, sara ba'almahu. What, it's just tsar? The animal will be uncomfortable? Lo amrina adabala mamono, therefore you don't have that principle. The person's not going to be so crazy. For Rabbi Yehuda, maishtra gabe chametz de gazer, o maishtra gabe kirtzav de lo gazer. So how do you fit this last one into the original context? By chametz, he is worried, and here he's not worried. So the Gemara says, lechem belechem michlif, kider bekirtzav lo michlif. People eat bread the whole year, so if they find bread, they might come to eat it. Combing, different types of combing? People aren't going to be confused with that. It's different types of combs, and therefore there's not going to be a problem. Good, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, yeah, two more minutes. Rabbi Meir Omer, the Mishnah we've had already, Erev Pesach. We know from Chatzos, Chametz is Asur de Oraisa. But now we have a Machlokes. What about the previous hours? Three different days. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ochlin Kol Chamesh, V'sarfim B'tchila Sheis. Rabbi Meir says, the Chachamim bumped up 1 hour, that there's an Isser Achila and the Isser Hana, and the hour before, and you're allowed to eat it. So you're allowed to eat it the whole 5th hour, and you burn it at the beginning of the 6th hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a limbo period. There's 3 stages. Ochlin kol arba. You're allowed to eat chametz only the entire 4th hour. By the end of the 4th hour, no more eating. And then vatolin kol chametz. During the 5th hour, you're not allowed to eat, but you don't have to burn it yet. Vesarvim tchilashesh. And you burn it at the beginning of the 6th hour. And we discussed the Briska Rav. in terms of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, there's a difference conceptually between those 2 hours Midrabanan. It basically is in the Chefsa, or is it in the Gavra. The Odam Rabbi Yehuda also says that in the Beis HaMikdash they had a way to convey these hours to Klal Yisrael. Shtechal shel toda psulos munachal agav itzdava. We'll talk about what type of psulos, but we know the Karban Toda was brought with 40 loaves. 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. That's why Karban Toda wasn't brought on Pesach, but they took 2 pasuch loaves of the Karban Toda and they put it on the Itztava. What's on the Itztava? They had benches on Harabayis, but the benches, the Tiferes Yisrael describes, had roofs. They had like an awning on it, maybe for shade. So they used to put the 2 challahs on top of this Itztava so people could see it. Not everybody had watches. Kol Zman Shemunachos, as long as both of those loaves were there, Kalala Ochlin. People realized it was still within the 4th hour, they could still eat chametz. Nitzla Achaz. Once one of them was removed, Tolan Lo'ochem Lo'sarfin, then they knew it was the next hour, no more eating, but it was the limbo period of waiting, Nilushtei, and once they were both removed, Hitzchilu Kalam Sarfin, everybody started to burn their chametz. Hitzchilu Kalam Sarfin. What it's called, the Chazuk Echemen here discusses, is there Barovam Hadras Melech by Sreifas Chametz? What if a person could burn their chametz very early, Zrizim Adimon L'mitzvahs, versus waiting a little bit later and everybody burning together? Here it says, Kal Ha'am Sarfin. So he discusses that, whether one should wait. Vaita, the third day, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda somewhat, but not totally. Chulin Nechalin Kal Arba. Chulin can be eaten in the 4th hour, and in the 5th hour it's in limbo. Vitshuma Kal Chamish, but Truma, because it's a Mrs. Aseda Raisa, to take care of, be Shomer Truma. You don't want to destroy Truma, so you have an extra hour during that limbo period, you're allowed to eat Truma. Vesarvim Betchila Shesh, and you're allowed to burn, and then you burn the Chamis Betchilas. Rabbi Gamliel argues about the Truma element. Good, let's just quote the next Mishnah, and then we'll describe it tomorrow. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah says, discussing Eidim and Drisha v'Chakira, Echad Omer v'Shtayim b'Chodesh v'Echad Omer v'Shlosha, 2 witnesses. One of them says, the murder happened on the 2nd day of the month. And one of them said it happened on the 3rd day of the month. Edusa Kayemes, that's not a contradiction that we throw him out of court. Why? Shezeh Yodea bi'ibura shalchodesh. Shezeh Eni Yodea bi'ibura shalchodesh. One of them knows that the previous month had an extra day, and one of them doesn't. Echad Amar b'shloshav, Echad Amar b'hei, Edusa b'teila. One says day 3, one says day 5. Then Edus is batal because that's obviously a made-up story. Echad Omer b'shtei shos, Echad Omer b'shalosh shos. One says the 2nd hour, one says the 3rd hour, Edus and Kayemes. Also, the Edus is Kayemes. Echad Omer b'shalosh, Echad Omer b'chavesh, Edus b'teila, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says 2 hours separate, so then we throw him out of court. Because the mayor says, then they're obviously lying. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Edus is Kayemes. Even if they're separated by 2 hours, people make mistakes in 2 hours too. Echad Omer b'chamesh v'echad Omer b'sheva, 5 and 7, though I do some b'teila. Why? Shebechamesh chama b'mizrach u'b'sheva chama b'mayrif. Because those 2 hours, the suns are the different sides of the sky. So therefore, that they're obviously lying. What does this mission have to do with us? B'ez Hashem, we'll have to see in the coming Gemara. Just to end with the tzlach in this Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir says that if they're separated by 1 hour, it's okay. Isn't it Rabbi Meir choshesh l'miyut always? So you should say, assume they're lying there too. So Tzlach Hazi is so godly, he says, Rabbi Meir, who usually is Choshesh Lamiyot, would agree you go by the Rove if there's a Chazaka with the Rove also. And here there's a Cheskas Kashrus of all Edim, and therefore you would say that you're allowed to go by the Rove even according to Rabbi Meir. There are other answers given too, that's one of the answers of the Tzlach. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.